And they said, how could he shoot that fast?
Why?
He could cock that thing and shoot. He done it all by himself. Yeah, he done it all by himself.
Think so?
He sure did. And his wife even said that on. She thought he's, you know, she knows, and she.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and of course the Dallas police was in cahoots with kind of. It's a thing was they didn't protect him, and I know one of my friends is a policeman, and he's up there at Lovefield, and they said I didn't even want to shake hands with him. I didn't care about it. First thing you know, he was.
They just didn't do their job like they should have. Huh?
They should have policemen stationed all along that route. They would saw everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have saw him shot. There wasn't a police to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wonder, you know, right, going right through all those tall buildings.
Well, they've got enough police to string for miles in Dallas.
Do.
But
yeah.
They didn't guard him. And it's he was our best president we ever had. And we'd ever, Mama said it's all over. She said we'll never have another one. My girlfriend is all crying and everything.
Yeah, oh, I remember when it happened. Do you remember what you were doing when you heard
sure
that?
I was walking out and just had to go, quit looking at television and walked out in the yard. And my sister ran out there and told me, said, the president's been shot. And I said, they killed him. She just said, been shot.
Yeah, because
no,
we didn't know it.
Well, I'll tell you something else. You know, he was killed on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday. I knew he was going to be killed. So I get in the car, me and Mama, I said, we got to go tell people about it. So I go and tell family about it. I told two or three. They made fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday
night,
I go up to my brother's. He lived not far from me. I told him he's going to be shot when he comes to Dallas. And all that, and he just made fun of me.
Mm.
And so, I knew that, and I started to call, you know, let the president know, but, you know, I said,
oh, they probably wouldn't have believed me.
They wouldn't
either.
Believe me. And I wanted to go up there, and I was going up there, but it went to rain. And I said, well, I don't want to go. I was going to see him, see? And it went to rain, and I didn't want to get in. Didn't know what's going to happen in the rain.
Yeah.
So I didn't go. And no one in the city had been shot. I said, no, they killed him.
Because
they killed him.
Yeah, and it was half an hour or an hour before they told everybody, you know, that he died.
Yeah, as long as they could. No, my nephew, he's a engineer at Channel 4 in Dallas, you know.
Yeah.
All right, he was working up there
mm-hmm.
in town. And he's the first to tell about his brain. They said his brain just splattered everywhere. They didn't tell that, you know, at first.
No, no, they didn't.
And that bullet just exploded his brain. And he talked after his brain. He said, I'm shot. Can you imagine anybody with a brain, and he'd be able to talk, and he said, I've been shot.
Mm-mm, that's amazing.
That was it, and he didn't say nothing. But he was able to say something.
Mm.
No, I...
If I had ESP, I think that's the kind of stuff I wouldn't want to know about.
Well, I've known about airplane crashes.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, tell me, you know, about that stuff.
No, not anything unpleasant. I don't guess it is. I don't know. I don't get
it. Well, I guess it's like,
just like this airplane fell over here and killed that man and girl, you know.
Oh, and it was just about a week ago or something?
Yeah. All right, they follow my farm. I live out that way. And I said, I made up my mind. I'm ready to call the sheriff as soon as one falls in my field, because one's going to fall out here pretty soon. So that didn't fall in my field. It's been so those things is... Oh, I've seen things happen. But, you know, it's... if you're busy, occupied, physically and mentally, you don't see many things like that.
Yeah, you don't have time to think about it as much, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your work. Do you sell, like, to the grocery stores?
And what
kind of stuff do you raise?
Well, mostly okra and sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
That's a major crop. You can't fool with little things. You have to go in, you know, to pay for the time.
Yeah.
You know, I sell it.
Well, locally, or do you ever take it into the Dallas Farmer's Market, or
Oh, I'm not that big. You can look at it. You have to hire people. When you go to hire people, you're going to get... You get too big, they're going to steal from you, they're going to drag on you, you have to do something to make up all that and make the customers pay for that